You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Quinn voted to increase fees by 2% for students making their cheapest degree $6,000 per year. Other universities, including Otago and Massey, have followed suit, also announcing staff cuts to reduce their deficit. I spoke with Universities New Zealand Director Chris Whalen about the increase. First,
so a lot of it comes back to the fact that in real terms, the cost of tuition and research has been rising faster than sort of the consumer price index, and 2% is the minimum required really for universities to be able to kind of still make ends meet.
Where exactly are these increasing costs coming from?
What happens is everyone looks at sort of consumer price index. Now that's risen by about 27% over the last 10 years. But by contrast, university costs have actually gone up by about 52.9% over the same period. So everyone always kind of goes, well, you know, CPI is, you know, low. Why are university costs going up? And when we look at it, it's mostly things like salary costs. So they've gone up by 40% over a 10-year period. And before you sort of say, well, gee, does that mean that we're overpaying our university staff across New Zealand? Also, salaries have gone up by exactly 40% over the same period. So, you know, it's just been a national increase. And likewise, a lot of other costs that are not picked up in CPI, like building costs, like library subscriptions, databases, international database subscriptions, all those sort of things are outside of CPI, and they've all been rising faster than the price of consumer goods.
And with these higher fees, does this mean there'll be fewer people choosing to go to university?
Look, we don't think so. You know, obviously, 2% is a part of the formula. Students, of course, pay one-third exactly of the cost of tuition, and then the taxpayer contributes another two-thirds. The returns from being a graduate are significantly higher than not being a graduate. You know, our research shows that a typical graduate can expect to earn about $1.5 million more over their working lives. That's 2%, is hopefully, makes sense in that sort of context.
And Auckland University, for example, who voted the other day to increase their fees by 2%, they've announced they'll still have about an $11 million deficit even after doing this, and they'll have to cut staff. I mean, what effects does this have on the quality of education?
Well, that's the balance, the balancing act that every university has to deal with. So, you know, we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years, New Zealand universities dropping an average of about 12 places in the international rankings. We've seen staff-student ratios dropping slightly from about 17.8 staff to students to 18.4. So absolutely, this is all about trying to find a balance between being able to maintain quality while also being, seen as kind of efficient and, working within your available funding.
But is this a case of students paying more and getting less?
Well, look, the question is fundamentally, are they still getting a high-value education? And that, ultimately is going to be a matter for individual judgment. We're certainly, the way the New Zealand university system works is all qualifications are developed with a graduate profile that has been usually developed with input from employers. And we are talking to employers and to graduates, as part of our quality system, making sure that we are actually delivering on what's in those graduate profiles. So we're actually seeing, I think, over time, as the curriculum becomes more focused on employability and, making sure graduates, are attractive to employers, we are seeing actually, increasing value in our qualifications. We are having to become, however, more efficient in delivering, that kind of quality education. And we know that we've got some of the best indicators in the world, even though our funding is only about 95% of the OECD average, and we're well behind countries like Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States in terms of funding per student. We're still actually getting better graduate employment outcomes, better graduate completion rates, certainly equal levels of student satisfaction according to surveys as those kind of countries. So we're doing pretty well for the money that we've got, but we are having to make some hard choices around just, you know, how we maintain that quality. And you know, a university like Auckland, you know, as every other university, is having to make some choices around what it can do with the funding it's got.
And do these hard choices mean favouring some departments over others? Because, I mean, a lot of these staff cuts are expected to happen in the humanities, and down at Otago they recently cut quite a few, or they are cutting quite a few staff from the humanities department. So, yeah, are some departments favoured over others?
Every university you know, is faced with the same choices. Over time, some subjects will grow in popularity, other subjects will decline in popularity. No university is ever going to cut a program that is, you know, well attended, has good student numbers. But every university has to look at, you know, is there still sufficient demand to be able to justify the costs of the department and, you know, the teaching staff that are actually there. You know, there are some instances I've seen in other universities where, you know, you've got, you know, one academic staff member teaching maybe three or four students in a subject that, unfortunately, you know, just the demand has just dried up over time. And so you just have to make those choices when you are running a university. They're not popular. You know, I think everyone would like to keep on, you know, offering, say, some programs, but, you know, when you've got a trade-off somewhere.
And so is it a case of the government needs to invest more in tertiary education?
Look, we certainly think so. At the end of the day, we have a system that is at risk. You know, we are seeing that slow slip in the rankings. We have universities that are now, you know, quite dependent on things like income from international students to be able to actually balance the books. You know, we are seeing long-term issues with maintaining the quality of building stock, you know, making sure laboratories and workshops actually have the kind of equipment that, you know, that graduates can expect to find out in the workplace. You know, all universities are able to invest in some of that, but the extent to which you can do it very much affects the kind of the quality educational experience and the work readiness of graduates. So, you know, we certainly think that, you know, there needs to be more investment in, you know, being able to maintain the quality of that teaching and learning.
I also spoke with President of the Auckland University Students Association, Will Matthews, about how the vote went down.
As usual, the fee increases went through. I was the only person to vote against the increases, and one other member of the University Council abstained.
What do you think we'll see sort of as an effect from these fee increases?
Well, obviously students are going to have to pay more next year, minimum $6,000, which is a arts course. I think while a 2% increase doesn't seem like much, you know, when you take it just individually, over the last few years, the University Council has raised fees by the maximum possible every year. So the accumulated cost that has now been placed on students is significant.
Where does this end, the fee increases? Will they just keep rising, or do you think there is an end in sight?
Well, I think the thing that we need to acknowledge is that the university operates in an incredibly constrained funding environment. So actually, successive governments have had a lot to do with fee increases, because the way they've set their funding system up, the only real way that the university can increase its income with its, you know, rising people costs, etc., is to increase fees. Obviously, both Labor and New Zealand First have free education policies, so depending on the outcome of the announcement this afternoon, we may have a government that is slightly more inclined to support free education. That would, you know, take the burden of those costs off students, which would be an enormous step. I think the major thing for us is just getting the message through that actually the legislative environment that universities operate under essentially forces them to consider fee increases and raise them by the maximum every year. So we really want to call on whatever government we have after today to address that issue.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.